This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're speaking in our monthly conversation with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, and yes, I am a Cubs fan, so my mic does not have to be cut off for this interview.
Left off the last time that we talked, kind of previewing your State of the System address. You have since given those addresses in Carbondale, Edwardsville, and up in Springfield. There were a lot of people who thought they would hear more from you on retrenchment, on this, you know, pulling back and getting to the core. But you really talked about ways to move forward from that. Can you tell us a little bit about what your vision is there?
What I was trying to say. You know, I guess one of the premises of the State of the System address this year was to indicate that what we'd tried to do really through this budget impasse in the state of Illinois, now coming on almost 2 years, is the fact that we were approaching it, have been approaching it tactically, trying to figure out, you know, fixes, small approaches that would allow us to buy a little more time, stretch the budget out a little longer, get a few more months down the road until this impasse resolved. And after having done that now for months and months, I think there's this continuing question as to what the new normal for state support, for the state funding of the public higher education system is going to be. So what I tried to communicate in the talk this year is the fact that we're going to have to look at more strategic approaches. We're going to have to do some things that maybe in the past haven't been so easy to us. And instead of doing these small fixes or taking these tactical approaches to just getting through this, we're going to have to figure out a way that's more strategic to move forward. And what that means is structural change, allocating resources differently, looking at how we deploy our human resources and human capital, things that are more large scale, as opposed to just trying to trim around the margins or adjust around the edges to get through this instant crisis.
So that leads people to ask the question that I know you've already seen. Does this mean program cuts? Does this mean program consolidations? Does this mean job cuts?
You know, I think it's important that because we are a human capital enterprise, we start looking at job cuts or loss of personnel as kind of a last case scenario. That doesn't mean we don't take advantage of attrition where it exists. That if we have the means to do mergers or consolidations, that makes sense that we do that. But my own bent, my default, is really to try to protect positions that exist where we have incumbents in those positions. Again, we do take advantage to review positions when vacancies come available and that type of thing. But I don't approach this in the manner that some businesses do, that we just have to start slewing off personnel and making large-scale cuts that throw people's lives into disruption. But to the question of, do we look at the opportunity for mergers? Do we think about organizational structures in a different way? Do we look at how we use our people and where? All of those things have to be on the table as we move forward from here. And again, it, I suppose, makes some sense. When we entered into this budget crisis now many months ago, the thinking at that time, and you'll recall a year ago when I gave the address, our thinking at the time was at some point something will break loose and bring this to an end. There will be a resolution to this standoff we have. And not to get too flower in my language, but I talked about the titanic struggle for the soul of Illinois. May have been a bit over the top, but I do think we have this situation now that has higher education and a number of social services caught in the middle of the struggle to see how we come out at the end. Well, a year ago, we didn't foresee that we would be going through the episode, this period that we have. So the idea had always been, you know, if we can just do the right amount of reductions or pull in at the right spot or make these smaller type of temporary fixes, we still maintain in the way we always have those core operations. The teaching and learning that goes on the programs we have and the critical student services and the research enterprise, and that if we can just figure out the right little adjustment to make, none of that has to get touched. I think that that bargain is now, you know, off the table to some degree, and we've got to be willing to look at everything. It still doesn't mean that that isn't our core work. It is. However, we're going to have to figure out new ways, more creative ways, more cost-effective ways to do that and keep the enterprise that we think of as SIU moving forward.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to stop there as we talk about what options are available. But as we get closer to that January 1st deadline that mm-hmm. lawmakers are looking at for a full year budget, we'll talk about some of those specific things that the university can take advantage of and what the university is
looking again, at. And again, we've navigated a means to get through well into the spring no matter when the next stopgap may come or what may happen. So again, there's no existential crisis at SIU, but we can't keep going the way we're going for another 2 years.
That's SIU President Randy Dunn talking with us here on WSIU in Focus. Dr. Dunn, thanks again.
Thank you.